cleansed, but where are the nine? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you tonight for Jesus. God, we thank you for the opportunity to come and to worship you. And God, may it be more than just a formality of coming on Wednesday night. But God, may we hear from you here in this place tonight. God, we pray you'd bless the reading of your word. God, bless your people. God, don't let us say anything that we don't need to, but all things that you would have us to here tonight. We love you and we thank you for it. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Last time I was here and preached, we looked at these same passages of Scripture and we talked about the subject of don't miss out. But tonight I want to talk to you about this thought on let me be the one. Let me be the one. And as we come to these passages and as we begin to dissect them verse by verse, we notice there in verse number 11, we notice the place. There's three different places mentioned here, and Jerusalem, Samaria, and Galilee, but we see that throughout the text that the emphasis is on Samaria. I'd like to say that I'm thankful that he came to my place one day. Amen. I'm glad that when I realized that I needed a Savior, that he came by my place. Amen. Then I want you to notice there's this people that we see here in verse number 12. And these people have a problem. And they stood afar off. And we know that that's what sin does. And we know that as someone that is lost, they have to stay afar off from the Lord Jesus Christ. They cannot get to Him, but yet through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, they can come to Him and we can go boldly to Him unto His throne of grace. Amen? So we see the place and the people, and we see also the prayer. In verse number 13, we see their prayer. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They were not just afar off because of the problem, but they were afar off because of their nationality, because of who they were. They couldn't come on behalf of Father Abraham, and they couldn't come on behalf of good merit and who they were, but they were able to come on the terms of mercy. Well, that identifies with us. That's how we got there. Was through mercy and grace. That's how we are who we are. That's how we are able to be who we are today. That's us, is because of the terms of mercy is how we got there. Then we notice in verse number 14, we notice their power. The power when they obeyed God, when they obeyed God's word, they were able to experience the power of God. When we obey His word, when we listen to His word, and let me go on record and say, I don't always like what it says. Amen. It don't always fit my agenda when I read His word, when I pray and I feel Him telling me to do things. But we are able, when we follow His word, when we follow His instruction, we are able to experience, to feel, and feel the power of Almighty God. So we see His power, but then notice that we see His praise. There in verse number 15, and with a loud voice, He glorified God. With a loud voice, He glorified God. Some people like to go to church when it's quiet. Amen. Some people like to go when everything's just quiet, and they don't play the piano too loud, and they don't sing too loud, and they like going that way. Let me go on record and say, I believe we teach our kids wrong. Can I say that? We teach our kids, hey, you gotta go to church and you gotta sit there and you gotta cross your hands and you can't say nothing, and I don't believe, and mine's the world's worst, I have to beat them about every Sunday, amen. But I believe that we give them the wrong impression that you go to church and you sit there and you be quiet. That ain't how it's supposed to be. He said you praise Him with a loud voice. Praising Him with a loud voice. I believe that we can teach them to worship and to praise in the right manner. Amen. I believe that praise is not something that's practiced. So many times I've heard this newfangled bunch, they wanna say, well, we gotta have praise practice. We gotta practice this and practice that. Praise is something that comes naturally. Praise ain't something that you cut the lights off, drop the disco ball, and have praise. Praise is something that comes naturally because of what He's done for us. Amen. I ain't got over it. I hope I don't never get over it, that we can praise Him like we ought to. Praising Him. Hey, if praising bothers you, you're gonna have a problem when you get to heaven. It didn't bother Jesus here. When we continue to read this text, it didn't bother Jesus when they begin to praise Him, and it ought not bother us. Amen. I've been to churches and they begin to praise, and you got folks sitting there, they looking around, and then they'll get to whispering and all that. You can tell it bothers some folks when praise begins to happen. But let me say that when true praise happens, let me go on this record. Let me say this. I've also seen it when somebody wanted to put on a dog and pony show about praise. I ain't about that, but you can tell when it's real, amen. And when they looking around, see who's watching them when they want to pray, that ain't nothing for me. But when somebody gets in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost begins to move and praise takes place, man, it's an amazing thing. We see the praise here. But then in verse number 16, I want you to notice their position. In verse number 16, and they fell down on His face at His feet. Amen. And when we see this, we see that before somebody can be saved, they gotta get low. But they gotta get low. They gotta get broken. The Holy Spirit has gotta break them and show them that they're in need of a Savior. When God does something in our life, it's a sad thing, but most of the time He's gotta get us low. Where we're not up on our high horse. Where we're not up on top of the mountain. Most of the time He's gotta get us down here. Where He can work on us. Where He can do something in our life. We see their position. They were at His feet. He was at His feet. Of Jesus. That's a good place to be. That's a good place to stay. If we can get at the feet of Jesus, we can see some great things happen. But then I want you to notice this in verse number 17 and 18. I want you to notice the proclamation. The proclamation. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? He makes a statement there. Were there not 10 cleansed? And in verse number 18, there are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. We see this proclamation. He made the proclamation about those 10, but only one came back. I would like to say that I pray, and my prayer is that I can be the one. That I can be the one that will give glory to God. That will turn back to God. That I'll be the one that will get at His feet. That I'll be the one that will thank Him for what He has done for me. We see the proclamation, but I want you to notice in verse number 19, I want you to notice the principle here. Thy faith hath made him whole. Here Jesus done something for this one that He didn't do for the rest of them. They were cleansed, but only this one was made whole. Why? Because of faith. Faith will always turn us toward God. I don't know anybody that's ever had faith in God and their faith was strong and their faith was growing and it turned them away from God. Faith has always and will always turn us to God. Notice in verse number 15, it was just this one. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. Why did he turn back? Why did he do this? Because in verse number 14, he was cleansed. And verse number 15, he was cheerful about what God had done. But in verse number 19, he turned back because he was changed. He was changed. He was the one. Nothing that Jesus has done for him, it wasn't just about affecting his flesh. It wasn't just about us. It wasn't just about him affecting our flesh. It's about him affecting our faith. Faith is a big thing. It's a small word, but it's a big thing. And I think we may all identify with this, that a lot of times my faith runs a little weak. A lot of times my faith gets down. But what Jesus does is deeper than the flesh. It's more than just skin deep. It's deeper than just a feeling. It's faith. Faith affected His words in verse number 13. Faith affected His walk in verse number 14. In verse number 15, it affected His worship. With a loud voice, He glorified God. In verse number 16, it affected His witness. Because He fell down at His feet on His face. Says something when you humble yourself and you get on your face before God. Says something about who you are and about what God's done for you. But faith affected His world in verse number 19. When He walked away from Jesus, He knew that His whole world had been turned upside down. He knew that it had all been changed. Do you remember the day that when you got up from the wherever it was, it didn't have to be an altar, whether it had been a bed or a pew or just a bench or a tree or just out in the middle of the yard. When you got up and you realized what God had done for you, your whole world had changed. It had all been turned upside down for the glory of God. It's deeper, the faith. It affects us. It's bigger than what we can imagine. Why did this one turn around? Why did this one not just go with the crowd? Why didn't he stick with organized religion? Why didn't he just go with what was popular? Why didn't he go with what was easier? Because of what Christ had done for him. Let's say that the cults, they don't mind us doing what we do as long as we stay quiet. The government, they don't mind what we do. Why does the government do what they do? Because we have stayed quiet. They don't mind things going the way they are. Religion, they don't mind us doing what we're doing. Denominations, they don't mind us as long as we just stay quiet. But I believe we read that it was with a loud voice. We say, why did he have to be the one? Number one, I know this is one of them 747s. It took us a minute to get off the ground. But here we go. Number one, I want you to notice this, that why did he have to be the one? And it was because he was spared. Because he was spared. In verse number 14, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. He knew that he had a death sentence. He knew that that disease that he had was, that there was nothing else that could heal it but death. That was all that could do it. But he went. He knew that religion couldn't help him. He knew society couldn't help him. He knew that family couldn't help him. He knew that friends couldn't help him. But oh, somebody showed up. But somebody came by. And he was obedient to God. He followed God. He listened to God. And he went and he was cleansed. He was spared. He never got out. Never got over the fact that Jesus spared him. So many times, hey, we good Baptists, we set and we soak and we sour in our feelings and our emotions, and we get over what God's done for us. We forget the fact that we're saved by grace. But He spared him. That's why he had to be the one. When he realized that, he had to turn and he had to go back. Then I want you to notice this. He became the one because he was a Samaritan. In verse number 16, it says there, and he was a Samaritan. He was an outcast. The fact that Jesus even showed him attention, that was amazing. The fact that Jesus didn't have to because of who he was, because of that nationality. The disciples didn't because of that. Well, he's the same thing as you and I, just equal to us as a Gentile. The Gentile, Gentile being a Gentile dog. He's the same as we were. He didn't have to, but he did. Amen. He didn't have to, but he did. And he was not, none of the promises of the Old Testament was affected to him. It didn't pertain to him. He was an outcast. He wasn't part of the Jews. But I'm thankful one day that there was a man got saved by the name of Paul. And there was this thing by grace that he shared with us. And it's by that grace that we are what we are. And it's by His grace that we have been taught through the Scriptures. And it's by the grace of God that we are saved. He was outside, but He's been brought in. And it's because of God that He's in. Then notice this, because He was a stranger. He's a stranger. Stranger, He cleansed him. He was a stranger, and this man, as a stranger, He praised him. He even be let in. I don't know about you, but I ain't much on strangers coming by the house. Be honest with you, if a stranger comes by the house, he's probably not getting in. Me and what I tote in my pocket to talk to him outside. And if he needs what I got in my pocket, I'll let him have it. But if he wants that right, I'll be nice to him, be friendly to him. But I'm not about letting strangers on the inside. I'm particular about who I let in around my family. Let me go on this record, Mom and Daddy and Grandma and Grandpa. I don't just let my young'uns go off with anybody. Because they liable to take them somewhere that I ain't going to take them. They may do something in front of them I ain't going to do in front of them. That's what my daddy told me growing up. I may have already shared this with you. He said, boy, you can do anything you ever see me do. I thought, man, I'm good to go. He said, but if I ever catch you doing something you ain't never seen me do, I'm going to get me a piece of wood, and I'm going to give you a wood shampoo. Anybody ever have one of them? And he meant it. It wasn't just a threat. It was a promise. You say, would you ever do anything bad? Well, that ain't none of your business. But if I did, he didn't catch me because I'm still alive. Now, if you want to talk to me outside, I may share some stories with you. Amen. But we must be careful who we let in. Who we let in. Hey, not just at our house, but down at the church house. I had a fellow tell me not too long ago, he said, it wasn't this church, and he was talking about another church. He said, that preacher didn't act too kindly about us wanting to join. I said, well, there may be a reason behind that. Them last 20 you've been a member of didn't like you either. It's the pastor's job to protect the flock. And who we let in can cause problems. Very few times do you see countries fail from the outside. It's always from the inside out. We must be careful who we let in. But ain't you glad that through grace, we was a stranger, but He let us in. I'm thankful that we're in. Salvation changes things. And then lastly, He was the one because He was saved. He was saved of leprosy because He was cleansed of the disease. He was saved from sin because of the grace and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. He got something in verse number 19 that the rest of them didn't get in verse number 14. He was made whole. Salvation does something to us that baptism can't do. Salvation does something to us that sprinkling can't do. Salvation completes us in Christ. Makes us whole. He didn't say, cause you're a member down at the local church, you're made whole. He didn't say, cause you went through the waters of baptism, you've been made whole. He didn't say, because down at Vacation Bible School, they handed you a little card and you signed it, you've been made whole. He didn't say, well, you've been got a good attendance record down at the church. You've been made whole. He didn't say, your daddy's a preacher. Your daddy's a deacon. Your daddy's a Sunday school teacher, choir director. That ain't what he said. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Without putting your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't be made whole. Salvation will make you whole, and we are complete through salvation in Christ. And I want to end by making this statement. I'm glad about 32 years ago, I put my faith in Him. And I ain't going to hell tonight because of Him. Not because of me, but because of Him. And by His grace and by His mercy, and may He strengthen our faith so that we can be the one. Let's pray. Father, we love You tonight. God, I pray our feeble efforts have challenged our hearts. Lord, I pray that You would help us, and God, may this strengthen us as we go out into our everyday life. Father, if there's one here that don't know You, they don't know what that salvation is. They don't know what faith is. God, may they know before they leave this place tonight. Father, we love You and we thank You, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.